AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Day two of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Newly minted nominee Donald Trump with a bandage on his ear following the attempted assassination, showing up inside Fiserv Arena for the first time. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
Despite the heat, the humidity, and the thunderstorms,
things are going pretty well,
says Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
We've been able to maintain safety thanks to all the partners.
Johnson says there were two arrests on Monday, including
an individual who was climbing a fence into a restricted area,
and a woman who was standing in the street and refused to move.
Overall, it was a calm day.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
Donald Trump unveiled his new vice presidential pick, Ohio Senator and hillbilly elegy author J.D. Vance, who says he was only told about the running mate selection 20 minutes before it was announced. Shoppers weren't really spending last month. The Commerce Department says retail sales were unchanged from June to May. Gas station and car dealership sales were both down. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Instead of a call for national unity, Senator Ron Johnson came down hard on Democrats in his Republican National Convention speech last night.
We are the party of open borders, reckless spending, weaponized government, and weakness on the world stage.
Johnson says he stands by what he said, but he also said he was unhappy that an old version of his speech was loaded in the teleprompter. It was not the speech he said he planned to give. Part of a popular Wisconsin tourist attraction is shut down after a fire on Friday. The operators of the House on the Rock in Spring Green say it happened Friday morning in the circus area of the house. Two other sections are still open. There's no word how long the investigation or repairs may take. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Flooding continues in spots across southern Wisconsin. The Rock River and Lake Koshkonong are in minor flood stages, according to the National Water Prediction Service. Staff at the Island Bar tell WMTV business has dropped big time this summer. People aren't coming by boat with high waters and no wake zone declarations. Residents and business owners are used to the river and lake flooding in the spring, but dealing with it mid-July is highly unusual. Meanwhile, UW Health is adding more and more facilities. As the provider gears up to open a Big East Side location this fall, it's going to expand its footprint across Dane County by more than 1 million square feet. Demand just keeps growing. More people are moving to the Madison area, baby boomers are getting older, and on top of that, more people are coming from outside Dane County to get great health care here. East Park Medical Center is set to open in October. UW Health is planning for a new location on the west side, and a rehab hospital is coming to Fitchburg. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special, and you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez's first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cooler today, but still a bit on the humid side. Partly cloudy, high of 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, you'll notice bigger changes. Partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid. Our high tomorrow, 75. Same for Thursday, sunshine, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention. We will discuss the vice presidential pick. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
President Trump and his supporters have contributed to this violent rhetoric as well.
Well, absolutely, George. We were just looking back this morning at some of the things that former President Trump has said. He warned last March of potential death and destruction if he were charged by the Manhattan District Attorney. Our country is being destroyed as they tell us to be peaceful. Trump in January warned of bedlam in the country if the criminal charges against him succeeded. And of course, in March, he said, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Thank you, Martha Raddus. Thank you. Ruth Pundit, who was fantastic yesterday, tweeted, I don't feel the need to condemn violence since I do it all the time. It's time for the GOP to condemn violence, including the threats of violence coming from their own movement. Mm-hmm. And by the way, how do you call for retribution when it's a Trump-supporting Republican?
Right.
That did the shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dino Badala, who will join us in a bit, said gun violence in America is awful. If only Republicans would stop blocking measures to prevent shootings. Thank you. Join us then. Oh, someone had a great idea.
Join us. Join us.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Oh.
I have a lot of liberal helpers. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Hold, please.
All right.
Hang on. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, here it is. Tracy in Kentucky says the Democrats need to introduce a gun safety bill and name it the Donald Trump Gun Safety Act and let Republicans vote it down.
Amen.
Thank you, liberal helper.
Amen.
Tracy in Kentucky. Okay. Yeah, Adam tweets, every Democrat in my feed is condemning political violence. Every Republican is trying to make it worse. And he starts with J.D. Vance's, right? And by the way, that's the reason Donald Trump picked him. Mm-hmm. This is like 2 hours after mm-hmm. the incident, he tweets blaming Biden, right? Mm-hmm. And so I can't even, even on MSNBC's, they're literally before the pick going, well, we know that, you know, whoever Donald Trump picks will be in line with his unity message. Unity message?
MSNBC was saying
really?
That.
J.D. Vance is a unity candidate?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. I can't. How about Zoe? The shooter was a registered Republican. You want to lower the temperature? Maybe start with Republican Christmas cards. They seem kind of murdery. How about all of your Christmas cards with AR-15s, with the whole family, even kids holding... Sorry, I'm getting shouty.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
I apologize. Andrea Junker says, let's make the one thing clear from the start. Donald Trump was the victim of a shooting in a country that he has been inciting to violence for years. Trump is neither a martyr nor a hero. He is the cause. What a clown show this thing. Did you see the teleprompters going out yesterday? Don't they always criticize Joe Biden for using a teleprompter?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Mike Johnson?
Yeah, we have number 13 if you want to play that.
Oh, yeah, please. Okay, here we go.
Unless the president is reading off a teleprompter, I don't think he's capable of making these big decisions, and that is something that should alarm all of us, and it's something that we need to be talking about. I think people are...
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my honor to introduce the Attorney General. And there goes the teleprompter.
And then he skedaddled off stage.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
He ran away like a little bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Made Ashley Simpson look brave on Saturday Night Live.
So you were just criticizing President Biden for... Okay, because that's fine. You know what? One would think, Chris, that God is a Democrat at this point. I'm just saying. I think it was like a thunderbolt. Okay, and speaking of inciting violence, here's a Marjorie Taylor Greene. Mm. Who more a unity candidate than Marjorie Taylor Greene to speak?
They promised unity and delivered division. They promised peace and brought war. They promised normalcy and gave us Transgender Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. And let me state this clearly. There are only two genders.
Okay, good. Let's incite violence against trans people as part of your unity message, bringing the whole country together.
Ron Johnson was similar.
Was he? Do I have to?
Yeah.
Do I have... There's two... I always get the Johnsons confused. Can Lauren Boebert give me a hand? so it's Ron Johnson.
Ron,
and Mike
the
Johnson.
Senator, yes. Not the representative, mm-hmm. yes.
Okay.
Unless the president is reading off a teleprompter.
No, that's Mike Johnson.
No, this is 11.
11.
11. Oh.
Yeah. This fringe agenda includes biological males competing against girls.
No. Boo! Boo!
And the sexualization and indoctrination of our children.
No.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
All right. Do you want to know what's upcoming? Dana White, the guy that used to host UFC fights, now just hosts Republican rallies posing as UFC fights, is seen here slapping his wife, is the same guy introducing Trump in Milwaukee.
Yep.
And that'll be... Oh, it'll be before J.D. Vance, who thinks women should stay in abusive marriages and not be able to get a divorce.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, don't worry. November's not coming. Women aren't.
Dana White, when did you stop abusing your wife?
When did you stop that? Exactly.
Avery Jones, same thing we just mentioned last hour. Two people dead, others critically wounded. No words, no compassion, no empathy, no reaching out to the families. Just right back to the golf course. Totally on brand for a person that cares only about himself. We started last hour with this. Mm-hmm. How sad is this whole story of the firefighter? And President Biden tried to call the wife, unlike Donald Trump.
Right.
And she wouldn't talk to him because she said, my husband was such a Trump fan.
Well, I mean,
I don't hold any ill will against. I mean,
that's her prerogative.
That this guy died for Donald Trump is just.
I'm not upset.
I understand that.
I'm not mad.
No,
just,
I mean,
I'm
I understand why she didn't do that. But the fact that Donald still, as of that reporting, which was, I think, yesterday's reporting.
Yeah.
He still hasn't called, and it's been how many days? He should have called her by now.
Of course. Of course. Oh, are you trying to encourage him to act somewhat human?
Are you suggesting that he might be a leader or something?
I'm sorry. Oh, I know, brain fart. Sorry about that.
As John Fugelsang said, Donald Trump is fully recovered, should be back to inciting violence at his rallies in no time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Well, he is. Yeah. Last night.
Yeah.
And last one, Ari Jones, I'm with. Thora said, I just want a single day, give me one day where I don't have to have such crippling anxiety over the state of our country.
Yeah.
Being an American is the most stressful job I've ever had, and it doesn't even come with health insurance. Thank you. Okay.
That's a bit of a secret about
Karen. Karen in Chicago, there's my boo-foo-foo. Hi, Karen.
Oh, Stephanie. Okay, first of all, a few things I want to get out of the way.
Uh-oh.
Your dress, hubba hubba.
Oh, wow.
I know, her boobs look great.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, Chris is wrong.
It gave her boobs.
I do have boobs.
It gave her boobs.
Great. They looked great.
A dress can't create boobs.
Did you put in those chicken cutlet things?
No, nothing. That was
no,
all
you
mama.
It was all her. There was no place to put things.
Okay. Oh. All right, go ahead. Karen.
They were spectacular.
Thank you.
I would not want to be the woman put on Donald Trump at any time, anywhere. Just, I had to rinse the throw up out of my mouth when Frank was talking about that. And then the other thing I just want to say to you, we did a special Zoom session because of the occurrences of the last 5 days. Everybody is very full of anxiety, yes, but there are a lot of people that are turning the anxiety and the outrage and the anger and fear into action. So Richard Chu was lovely enough to join us. Cliff was going to, but he's had a lot of travel lately, so he will be joining us in the future. But this is the thing. Tune out the mainstream media. You're not going to gain anything from it. Just the sickening coverage and commentary that they're offering up with the convention. Just turn it off. Be outraged.
I mean,
let's go
yes,
vote.
Don't buy the whole, like, oh,
yeah.
This means Trump wins now.
Right. No, 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 no,
no,
no.
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 Yeah. As Dino Badala
no,
said, he's still going to lose. Save this tweet.
Yes.
I mean, it's just let's because
yeah,
you know
and,
you have to be prepared. You usually get a bump out of the Republican
of
convention,
course.
And people are going to freak out, right? And go like, "Oh my God!" So go ahead.
But I'm sorry, but as you were just saying, people are sick of the anxiety, the chaos. Even people that don't marinate in it, the people that I know. This did nothing for him. It will do nothing right. for him. People know who Donald Trump is. They know now because it was in People Magazine, Project 2025, Shouty McShoutface, Malcolm Nance is now shouting about it.
Yeah.
So we have to keep doing that. And if I may, special shout out, of course, to the entire Stephanie Miller, Steph Head MOOC community. Gia, who is a local Steph Head here, actually, at her own expense, printed out flyers about Project 2025
wow.
and went to a local fair and was distributing them and trying to get the word out about it.
Yeah. And by the way, somebody wrote a piece, Harry Littman, sorry, said, warned Judge Cannon's dismissal of the Trump criminal case is, quote, the first Project 2025 opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk to Dino Badala about it because make no mistake, the Supreme Court and Judge Cannon have already begun.
Mm-hmm.
The first chapter of
yep.
Project 2025. And again, as Glenn Kirshner told us on stage in Boston, our vote is the only thing now.
Mm-hmm.
We are the jury now.
Yep.
We are unless you want to see him get away with all of this and make all of this go away,
yep.
You are the jury,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's good. Glenn is good.
Yeah,
he's good at that.
Super
wow.
good. Speaking of which, do you want to, this is, you know what? It's a love letter, Chris, and also a Steph Heads Are Everywhere letter. This is amazing.
I'll be the judge of that.
Betsy, her mom's internment ceremony at Arlington was the exact same time as my mom's. She had written to me previously, and this is so beautiful. Hi, Steph. I think our dads joined forces to ensure the rain held out until after our mom's internment ceremonies were over. My mom was interned in the same group as yours, number one on the sign going into the parking lot. Yeah, I saw you come into the administration building and so wish I could have said hi, but it wasn't appropriate for me to do so. Aw, Bets, I wish you had. FYI, my kids were waiting outside with the rest of our guests while we met with the chaplain. They all texted me when they saw you come in to let me know you're such a hero to all of us. Aw. There's a lot of heroes in Arlington. I was not one of them, but thank you. Our moms were powerful forces of nature from that generation that made things that are hard for me, at least, seem so easy to them. I hope you're processing the feelings from the internment and have had time to feel the feels. You are an icon, a hero to all of us. Thank you for continuing to put yourself out there and giving us ways to combat what's going on. I really appreciate you, Chris, Jody, and all of your guests. Betsy.
Aww.
Love to both our mamas, Betsy.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, it's been a week, hasn't it?
It's been a minute.
As somebody said yesterday, it's just the news is all cascading on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like dominoes.
Let's bring ourselves back to Senator Dino Badala, who will join us in just a bit, said, reminder, Donald Trump is a rapist who ended the constitutional right of women to have an abortion if raped. I just think that's important to keep in mind. Okay. Also, we've been talking about the Trump shooter, identified as a 20-year-old registered Republican. He last voted in 2022 midterms. I mean, again, it is amazing watching them trying to spin blame.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Michelangelo Signorelli, our good friend, said the GOP, the people who tell us we're too quick in politicizing gun violence when there's a mass shooting, are now politicizing this shooting, attacking Democrats and Joe Biden for publicly criticizing Trump and his agenda. And when they're the ones who want everyone to have these weapons of war, it is opportunistic and sick. Mm-hmm. And by the way, as someone else pointed out, this is how, what they're going to do. Edwards said, almost any criticism of Trump is already being spun by MAGA as an incitement to assassinate him. This is an Orwellian attempt to silence what remains of the effort to stop him from regaining power. Mm-hmm. Again, President Biden has never incited violence a day in his life.
Nope.
All of the top Democrats condemned this immediately. All Democrats did. Ruth Pundit said, Democrats are offering kind words and horrified reactions. Republicans are blaming Democrats and acting like Trump is a superhero. And one last one, Randy Mayhem Singer said, just a reminder, Donald Trump said at one point that the January 6th rioters had the right idea to hang then-President Mike Pence. And Cassidy Hutchins testified, Trump said Pence deserved to be hanged for not blocking certification of the election. So tell me again how Democrats' violent rhetoric led someone, a registered Republican, to shoot at Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I'm all ears. Oh, I think that was a joke. Okay. Where do you get a cartoonishly large ear bandage like that? Was it a mini pad?
It looks similar to one.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember those
things. It had wings.
Yeah, it winged around it. That's it. Yeah, it winged right around his lobes.
Someone was saying there was a picture the day before. He didn't seem to have any.
No, he had nothing.
Okay. All right. Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
What does a Republican gun nut shooting the leader of his own party have to do with Democrats?
I'm tired
of being on the defensive.
Thank you.
When this woman said she doesn't blame Joe Biden, well, why should she blame Joe Biden? It was one of their own that shot her husband.
Right. Right.
And the media, when they say, you know, Republicans are responsible as well, we're not the ones inciting violence. We have a responsibility to warn people about Party 2025. And the threat that Donald Trump poses to
Thank you. And Anita, this is exactly the wrong time for this both sides do it coverage, because both sides do not do it. It's like, oh, now we have to have unity, and both sides need to tamp down. It's like, we're not the ones that have been inciting violence.
Exactly.
Trump does it. Yes.
Just to point out what's going on the other side.
Yeah.
I've seen some memes saying, what do you expect from the Democratic Party who encouraged the Black Lives Matter violence?
There was what?
There was barely any violence.
And it was usually instigated by people that were not
That were right-wing agitators.
There was violence here and there.
Yes, but if you listen to right-wing, Chris, you're right. Every American city was burned to the ground by Black Lives Matter.
Yes, there is no more Portland, Oregon.
I'm just saying that's what they're saying.
And I'm just saying I don't give a... Okay.
Yes,
because Portland, Oregon is gone.
You're just the messenger.
I'm 21, just the messenger.
21 minutes.
I follow a couple of right-wing people.
No, me too.
It's smart to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, that's why...
I monitor what they're saying.
That's why, you know, a lot of us found this Alex Jones stuff where this guy was already a right-wing lunatic, and Donald Trump might not have been right-wing enough for him. You don't know yet. FBI is, it's ongoing. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Us Thriving. You need to just thrive, because we need you on that wall.
Yes, we
just
do.
Just calm is good.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
It's really good.
Listen, people, I know we believe in diversity. Not all probiotics are created equally. Okay, my Just Thrive probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. This spore probiotic banishes bloat, constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, that happy hormone. Just Calm is the other thing Jody's talking about. I take both of them. Just Calm is the breakthrough stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Say hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Who doesn't need that right now, boy howdy? Just Calm's just an exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier. Supports better sleep. Both of my products, you wake up feeling refreshed. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day and get through these next endless few months till the election. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That is like getting a month for free. justthrivehealth.com. Don't forget, the code is Stephanie.
Holy cow! You just blew my mind!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
when it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hardworking, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller. Because you know I'm all about that bass.
Jody and I were just chatting about it's just this double standard that they're still pestering President Biden about medical records, and the press hasn't asked at all about the treatment of Trump and what I mean. People are saying he's had no bandage, and then suddenly he has a cartoonishly large Kotex on his ear last night.
People are joking that Mike Johnson and his two sons will show up with the same thing on tomorrow or today.
Joy Reid tweeted, Donald Trump is the single biggest purveyor of political violence of any politician since George Wallace. This is just a fact. No political violence is acceptable, but let's not pretend Trump and his MAGA movement haven't been luxuriating in calls for violence against protesters, against brown migrants, against Democrats. We can't talk about what happened yesterday in Pennsylvania without mentioning that. She said also the rush among Republicans to blame President Biden and Democrats and anyone who has noted, pointed out the fascism and threats to democracy that Trump and Republicans literally brag about daily is telling. They are effectively promoting more violence, but directed at their political and media adversaries. So they don't oppose political violence at all. And notably, this is the time violence. This time violence came from one of their own, a 20-year-old white male registered Republican. Facts never get in their way, do they? Right? 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce, who was at the RNC, Eek, next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Among other things, the GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The theme of day two of the convention is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement in the southern border. Civic Media will have coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7 on most of these stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More storms. What a crazy June and July we've had. A supper club in Grant County suffered severe damage in the storms overnight. Village Bar Supper Club in Keeler almost looks like a meteor fell right into it. The roof is just collapsed. It's been owned by the same family for decades and means a lot to the community in Grant County. The family has started a GoFundMe to get it fixed and get back in business as soon as they can. And in an update on a contentious project, we told you a couple weeks ago the Plan Commission approved a proposal for an apartment building on Old Sauk Road. A majority of residents who voiced their opinion say they have concerns about parking and traffic there. Meanwhile, a few said the only way to lower housing costs in the city is to add more and more units like this. Well, the opposed got enough signatures to appeal the Plan Commission's approved zoning for the project, so the Common Council will take up that appeal tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cooler today, but still a bit on the humid side. Partly cloudy, high of 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, you'll notice bigger changes. Partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid. Our high tomorrow, 75. Same for Thursday, sunshine, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Mike McCabe will be with us, as well as Richard Trent from the Main Street Alliance will be live at Shortstack. Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All of us now face the time of testing as the election approaches. And the higher the stakes, the more fervent the passions become. This places an added burden on each of us to ensure that no matter how strong our conviction, we must never descend into violence. The Republican convention will start. I have no doubt they'll criticize my record and offer their own vision for this country. I'll be traveling this week making the case for our record and the vision, my vision of the country, our vision. I'll continue to speak out strongly for our democracy, stand up for our Constitution and rule of law, to call for action at the ballot box.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
No
Mr.
violence
President.
On our streets. That's how democracy should work. We debate and disagree. We compare and contrast the character of the candidates, the records, the issues, the agenda, the vision for America. But in America, we resolve our differences at the ballot box. You know, that's how we do it, at the battle box, not with bullets. The power to change America should always rest in the hands of the people, not in the hands of a would-be assassin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, the path forward through competing visions of the campaign should always be resolved peacefully, mm-hmm. not through acts of violence.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's leadership.
Yeah.
All three of his speeches about it have been, that's what you call leadership. That's what you call presidential. Lois, by the way, all the love rolling in for Boston Sexy Liberal. Lois, show in Boston. Steph, we love the show in Boston. The cast was awesome. You made us laugh. More importantly, we left with hope for the November election. We are the jury, like Glenn said, and we vote. Lois from Massachusetts. I have to say, extraordinary circumstances Saturday night, and I'm so grateful to Hal and John and Glenn Kirshner and this guy.
There's only one man that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
I was unclear on what President saying. Was saying, did he say we have to settle our differences with battle bots?
Yes.
Said ballot box.
Battle bots.
Oh, okay. Because I think settling our differences with battle bots would be cool.
I do, too. I'd be down for that.
Charlie Pierce, you are a fine American, not only for doing Boston Sexy Liberal for me and being brilliant, but that you are braving the Republican convention all week. God bless you, sir.
To be perfectly honest with you, there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
I mean, the suspense is all gone now.
Right.
Yeah. Chris,
the only thing, you know, with remotely interesting was who he's going to pick for vice president.
Right.
And he did that, you know, online the first day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's nothing left but listening to, you know, weird speeches.
By the way, we all collided getting to the joke. Trump clearly took America's Hitler as a compliment.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, that guy.
Oh, no, that isn't what clinched the nomination. What clinched the nomination was Vance blaming Biden for the shooting over the weekend.
Yeah.
That's what did it, man.
Yeah. We were saying, by the way, Chris and
plus,
I.
Plus, as you know, Jay, I've been working on this one, so hang in there because I think it's funny. You know, Vance brings an ineffable something to the ticket. You might even call it the Max Factor.
It's a guy liner joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nice.
Well, we were saying, Chris and I pushed out on doing RNCs a long time ago. We just can't take it. Grandma and Grampy, it's too much for our blood pressure. But no, we were saying, you were remembering that Babe Buchanan and Ben Ferguson, do you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
You said he was like slobbering all over me. Babe Buchanan was really nice to me. And they would go on TV and be total D's to me.
Yep.
It makes me remember it's all an act, you know.
For them.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly the point you should cling to, is that none of these people are sincere.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are sincere. I think Charlie Kirk is sincere.
Yeah.
But then again, he's got that problem that his face is shrinking.
I was just going to say, I loved your tweet. Small face alert. It's Charlie Kirk. Why won't someone think of the children? Lord, he's procreating. Happy countries have babies. He's like an evil Mr. Rogers. Oh, Charlie. And then I just loved, you said, got the bandage on the ear. The cult's going mad. Holy F. Lee Greenwood's here telling us our prayers save Donald Trump. I mean, how offensive is that? Yeah. God wanted to kill the firemen? I mean, if
it... God wanted to kill the firemen, wound the other people, but he saved, you know, the adulterer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
God, please.
God's got to rethink the Ten Commandments again.
You know, as a Catholic boy, like I'm a Catholic girl, you know blasphemy when you hear it, sir.
Oh, that, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, saying that God intervened in a, you know, in this episode and only saved, you know, the presidential candidate, that's blasphemy in the first degree.
Yeah. Yeah, Scott Walker, you retweeted, former President Trump was saved by the hand of God. Politico headline, blood turns to martyrdom as Republicans rally around Trump. And you were like, holy Politico, get a grip. I mean, it's the coverage now that's making me crazy, Charlie.
Yeah, it's, I haven't seen very much of it, obviously, because I'm here. But I imagine it's not very good.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to get worse because they're going to have absolutely nothing to talk about for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
All they get to do is talk about his speech on Thursday and, you know, J.D. Vance's speech on Thursday. But, all it is now it's going to be, although I have to admit the guy, the Teamsters president last night was interesting.
On behalf of the most anti-union scab candidate ever?
Well, no, the great thing was he kept talking about, you know, the Teamsters are apolitical and they try, all they care about is their membership. And I can buy that, okay? But then he started talking about how this was the first time.
Uh-oh. Charlie froze.
Come to the Teamster president had ever come to a Republican convention.
Right.
I froze? No, I didn't.
Yes, go ahead.
You're back.
I'm moving.
You're back.
The long history of the Teamsters at least reaching out to the Republican Party, and I thought, oh, God, that is not something you want to bring up, son.
Yeah.
You know, Teamsters, Hoffa, the bribe, Nixon. Right. No, you don't want to bring that up.
Right. Let's talk about, I loved your piece. Take a closer look at Trump's VP pick, J.D. Vance, shall we? And you say, it's the same thing I thought, Charlie. You said, in case you wonder when he got picked, it was 2 hours after the shooting when he got on Twitter and blamed Biden.
Right?
Right? So you're telling me this is the unity pick?
Yeah. That's the whole thing. The unity thing is going to, if anything's going to make me like projectile vomit from Section 200 of Pfizer Former, it's going to be the unity stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, Saturday was Trump's, you know, road to Damascus moment. Now he's going to become, you know, this conciliatory national unity figure. Give me a freaking break.
Right.
Thank you. By the way, I had to go, you requoted, because I'm a big fan of J.D. Vance 2016. He said, I go back and forth between thinking Trump is a cynical hole like Nixon, who wouldn't be that bad and might even prove useful, or that he's America's Hitler. But you were saying, I mean, of all the sycophants and suck-ups surrounding Donald Trump, turned on a dime, right? Supported the January 6th rioters, as you said. And you said, since he made his abrupt appearance on the American public stage by selling out his relatives for his book, then selling his soul to venture vampire Peter Thiel, there have been few politicians in American history who marked themselves as a complete hoe faster than J.D. Vance.
Right.
Not that he wasn't awful enough on his own during his brief respite from ass-kissing. It really is. I mean, that really is the biggest 180 we've seen.
And pragmatically, he does nothing for the ticket.
Yes.
The Republicans are going to win Ohio, you know, for the next 100 years.
Right.
I mean, who's he bringing over? Hypocrites.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He's a white suburbanite from outside Ohio, from outside Cincinnati. He has no appeal to any of the voting blocks that Trump is allegedly, you know, reaching out to.
Right. And an elitist Ivy Leaguer, as they like to call liberals.
But I think his origin story is it might be that people they relate to him being a rural kid
selling out his relatives for a book.
A poor rural kid.
That's not him. He grew up in the suburbs.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not Jed Clampett, for God's sake.
And by the way, something that resonates in this room, I know, is you reminded of his continually attacking childless people. Using the term childless in an effort to assault his foes, he called us a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable.
Who
talked about Vice President Harris, AOC, Pete Buttigieg,
me.
Who does have kids, but okay. Right, but he proposed...
He also called Paul Krugman a cat lady. I don't know what the hell that meant.
Oh, my God. But literally opposed giving people with kids additional votes at the ballot box, arguing they have a greater stake in the future of our country. I mean, talk about divisive rhetoric, Charlie.
Yeah, so that's what we need is the 26 and counting families, like, throwing the entire political structure of Arkansas up for grabs because they got 26 votes.
Yeah. You end by saying, here it is. Here he is, El Claudio del Mar-a-Lago, picking an Ivy League author who once wondered if he was going to be America's Hitler. Unity. I mean, you're right. The fact that they're trying to sell that as their theme, right? And what they mean is we all unify behind Trump and fall in line.
We're a nation in mourning. No, we're
right.
Not. You know why? Because he didn't die. That's why.
Right. Right. And no one has said it more than I have, Charlie. I do not want any harm to come to him. I do not want him to be a martyr and further inflame this cult of his. And as many people also pointed out, if he were where he should be, prison, he would have been safe.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's...
Well, he would have been safe from Thomas Crooks anyway.
Right.
Yeah. No, exactly. So, Charlie, what's next on the agenda for today? For the RNC?
Idea, although tomorrow, I'm going to go to the Harley Davidson Museum
and
see Scott Brown's rock and roll band.
Right on.
All right.
Oh, how exciting.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
That's neat.
So, don't all get on an airplane at once and come here.
What is your over-under on whether the bandage gets bigger or smaller as the week goes on?
Well, I don't know. I helpfully posted a picture of me from my skin cancer surgery 2 years ago, year and a half ago. Where I lost half my right ear, in service of my own health.
Mm-hmm.
But they bandaged up my ear pretty good for about a day.
Yeah,
and then the bandages gradually got smaller.
Right.
So I mean, first of all, he wasn't wearing the bandage playing golf the other day.
Yes, I know. That's what we were saying. Okay. You know what? Maybe we should send him a cone like my dog wears. Just don't touch it. Don't pick at it.
That would be good, actually. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
Then we can throw him a treat every now and then.
Charlie, thank you so much for doing Boston Sex and Liberal. You were fantastic. And by the way, I'm so sorry. I didn't know Lawrence O'Donnell was going to come for drinks, or I would have invited you.
Well, we got back to our hotel. I had to leave anyway because I had to get up early to fly out here.
Yeah.
But thank you all for being so nice to my daughter.
Oh my God. So his tiny baby daughter that I thought was still a baby?
Right.
Is in med school. What? How tall is she now?
She's taller than me. That's for sure.
Oh, my God. She is fantastic. Charlie, yeah, next time, drinks with Lawrence. I mean, and he doesn't drink,
but still. Oh, absolutely. Where did you guys go to
our hotel? Yeah, and believe me, it was like 11 billion hours after I go to sleep. But I was like, yeah, drinks with Lawrence, yes.
Yeah, the bar kind of looked like a Denny's, actually.
It kind of did look like a Denny's.
No, it was not a Denny's.
Okay.
It was our hotel.
Okay.
It was our shady hotel. All right. Love you, Charlie. Love you.
I'll talk to you later. Talk to you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Pinky, Pinky, Pinky. Morning Kick. I could not get through this year without my morning kick. I'm just saying, it's strawberry lemonade flavor, mm-hmm. which makes it easier for me to hydrate because I don't like plain water. Sorry, just don't. Don't judge me.
There's no taste.
Yeah. Guess what I get in here? 10 supplements in one, including ashwagandha.
Ooh-hoo.
Mama does not mean to ignore you other supplements. It's just ashwagandha has the coolest name.
Ashwagandha is mama's favorite.
Right? There's probiotics.
She picks favorites, people.
Prebiotics. It supports your gut health, boosts your energy, helps you feel more youthful. It has been a game changer for me. Back on my bike with my bike club this Saturday, kids. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd. To welcome Tina Anderson. Yay! From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh, no, I'm missing them now. Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much. I am a health nerd. I'm a complete health nut. I love everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry. You know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have three children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research. The Human Microbiome Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free, and it's only because I know Tina, and I'm name-dropping her. She's a helper like I am. It is justthrivehealth.com, promo code Stephanie. Tina, what a thrill to meet you, and just so, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making off all this stuff about, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
This portion of the show brought to you by Mr. and Mrs. Kisses and their Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend Kisses. It smells so good. I want even more kisses after they eat.
Clyde was sitting in the chair just staring at the back of the chair earlier this morning.
He's guarding Mama against the back of the chair. Okay.
His sister was right there, or mother, whatever she is. She was right there, and he tends to just stay away from her when she's got in a mood.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. She is definitely the alpha. Anyway.
No doubt about that.
As long as I leave the Dr. Martys, they're okay with me going. Although we do have like maybe 20 to 30 minute reunion sessions. It's just a lot of two tiny dogs suction cup to my face. Just blah, 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 blah. A lot of Mr. and Mrs. kissing.
Aww.
Because they're saying thank you, Mommy, for the Nature's Blend. It is the best dog food in the world, period. Renowned veterinarian Dr. Marty created this. It's made of all superfoods.
Yep.
And he talked to us. We interviewed him not too long ago again, Chris. And he was talking about, he's a fancy Cornell. He was second in his class at Cornell. Did you know that?
I did not.
Okay. He was repairing his own health. That's how he discovered superfoods.
Yep.
And that's what he makes the food that you should feed your doggies and your kitties. They're your real children. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, you name it. Superfoods. They live longer, healthier, and they love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. No, they're so good. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. God bless Leanna Sitch, and mostly Charlie Pierce, who was fantastic at Boston Sexy Liberal. The lady that made the... Oh, I didn't realize the pillow was two-sided. Chris is wrong, Chris is right. This is from Joanna, who was at Boston Sexy Liberal. Oh, no, turn it around.
Wait for something.
There we go.
Okay, there you go. And she made a big bag of rats, literally, for Bonnie and Clyde. She writes... Steph, I know you've heard this 11 billion times. I just wanted to thank you and the Mooks for keeping me somewhat sane through this hellscape of idiocracy, rampant narcissism, and overall MAGA douchiness. It's been a difficult stretch to navigate, and y'all have been a bright beacon of love and light through the darkness as I oscillate between happy clappy and rumbly tumbly.
Oh.
Me too. It's comforting to have a program that has your unique brand of humor, intelligence, the ability to cut through the noise with sharp commentary on delicate issues, and amazing regular guests, the care and compassion for your audience, and of course, all the fart jokes, hilarious nicknames, Rocky Mountain Mike song parodies. I have a few suggestions.
No.
And the funniest impersonation of the Fuhrer ever. Hooray. I mostly want to express how deeply I feel for your recent personal losses, especially your mom, your love for her, being there for her through her last journey, and ultimately bringing her to her final resting place with your dad. It's a truly beautiful gift. She went to the meet and greet. She said, I'm, by the way, not against an awkwardly long hug and maybe a little accidental nipple grazing at the meet and grope.
Goodness.
It's always encouraged.
Was there any Boberting?
No. Hal and I did our Boberting.
Okay.
Yeah. As a public service, Boberting and demonstration. Thank you for being the voice of reality. We all need so much. The community, you, Chris, Jody, your weekly guests, and all the Steph Head family have created is like no other. I would be lost without it. Aw, thanks, Joanna. You only need one side of that pillow, just the Chris is wrong side.
No.
Okay.
This is the side I have facing towards
Charlotte,
you.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Charlotte tweets, I see every major Democratic leader in the country resolutely condemning political violence, and I see Republican members of Congress wasting no time in politicizing this act of violence and blaming President Biden. Those Republicans, of course, will be given a pass, as always.
Yep.
Thank you. They can always, because they know they can count on the media to do the both sides do it, right? And we all need to lower the temperature.
Yep.
John Pavlovich said, Donald Trump is the greatest threat to democracy in our nation's history, and the hatred, violence, and dehumanization he traffics in are tearing our nation apart. He and his historically traitorous party need to be defeated in the upcoming election. That remains the story. Yep, eyes on the prize. And thank you, Michelangelo Signorelli. One last one. I love my SiriusXM peeps. He said, even with the security afforded to a former president and candidates, it is easy for a 20-year-old from their own party who appeared to be obsessed with guns to get a weapon of war and almost kill that person. Republicans created this horrific reality. If you want unity, do something about guns in this country like we've been begging you forever. 58 minutes after the hour, Dean Obadallah, our legal lad, next.
listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special edition of the Devil's Advocates live from RNC MKE 2024. Join us at the Kampali Party at 3.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.